You are listening to the audio production of The Cross in Four Words by Kevin DeYoung, Richard Kokin, and Yannick Christos Wahab, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by The Good Book Company and is read by Adam Verner, Anthony Ferguson, and Simon Bob.
Introduction. Richard Kokin. The preaching and ministry of the early Christians were dominated by one theme, Christ crucified. But proclaiming Christ crucified in the first century sounded absurd. Christ means anointed one and refers to God's chosen Savior King, promised long ago by his Old Testament prophets and expected to arrive with irresistible power and glory. But crucified refers to the Roman punishment of criminals by crucifixion, designed to be the most hideously cruel and obscenely humiliating death imaginable. To proclaim Christ crucified sounded ridiculous, like advertising dry water. In fact, the Apostle Paul himself describes this message as a stumbling block, something disgusting to those from his own Jewish background, and foolishness, something insane, to those from other nations. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. Indeed, the message of Christ crucified remains a stumbling block and foolishness in the world around us today. Back then, Paul says, Jews demanded signs because they respected impressive power and influence. They longed for a mighty warrior to liberate them from Roman occupation, and they loved their spectacular temple religion. It's similar today. Our world ranks people by their social power and influence and by what they earn or own. Our culture is fascinated by celebrities and royalty. Our chat shows feature people because they're famous, not because they're good. And those from religious backgrounds tend to admire leaders who are powerful and popular, like the Pope. It's as difficult now as it was in Paul's day to admire a man who thought he had to die in agony and degradation on a cross for our sins. And it's hard to respect the churches who proclaim him. Then and now, the message of Christ crucified seems an offensive stumbling block to many. And back then, Paul says, Greeks looked for wisdom, because the Greco-Roman world respected impressive learning that brings successful living. The culture of the day fostered admiration for religious philosophers who were brilliant scholars and entertaining orators. Again, things are not so different today. Our world admires distinguished education and eminent qualifications. We prefer spiritual gurus who write best-selling books, promising well-being without challenging our morality, like the Dalai Lama. It's as counterculture now as it was then to admire a tradesman from Galilee who warns of hell and divides public opinion. And many find it hard to respect Christians who follow him. Then and now, the message of Christ crucified seems like insane foolishness to many. For example, the brilliant but atheistic Oxford biologist Richard Dawkins writes about Jesus' death in his best-selling book, The God Delusion, in these scornful terms. I have described atonement, the central doctrine of Christianity, as vicious, sadomasochistic, and repellent. We should also dismiss it as barking mad. Page 253. God's atonement, his reconciliation of sinners to himself on the cross, is clearly a stumbling block and foolishness to Dawkins. He hasn't realized that the cross isn't about God being horribly sadomasochistic, inviting pain because he likes it, but wonderfully self-sacrificial for others. He hasn't realized that the cross is not revealing God as barking mad, but as passionately loving. Christ crucified will always be a stumbling block and foolishness to many, perhaps offensive and ridiculous to some of our family, or pathetic and stupid to some of our friends. And yet Christ crucified is what they need to hear about more than anything else, because Paul goes on to explain that God has deliberately chosen the crucifixion of Christ as the means of our salvation in order to contradict and shame.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?